Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economics segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. And it's always a pleasure to be here. And for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, Business and Economics segment is a platform where we look at business matter. It's a platform where we look at development. It's a platform where we analyze policies, platform where we analyze policy issues, whether it's domestic policy, whether it's international policies, and everything which affect bread and butter issue. Because we are of the understanding that for us to move this country forward, for us to advance this country forward, we need to make sure that we come up with different mechanisms, we come up with different ways of thinking, we look at new initiatives, and we also look at what we can do to change the status quo, because it cannot be correct. For Namibia to be always on the negative side of international ranking, although we don't necessarily need international ranking to see that we are moving forward or we are moving backward or we are in the neutral. But it cannot be correct for our country to be trading for not good reason. That is why we are bringing about this conversation to you. We are bringing about this real conversation to you so that you can positively contribute, be engaged, and, you know, be part of the conversation, You know, Namibia is a very beautiful country which has been around for the past 35 years. That is post-colonial Namibia, the past 35 years. A lot of good things have happened. However, challenges, obstacles are still continue to facing us. And that's why when we are at this platform, Business and Economic segment, we interrogate matters. We look at the performance of our financial institutions. We look at how political decisions affect the economic, performance. We also look at issues of international trade and everything that related to bread and butter issues. That's why we are telling you to say, in after every deep conversation that we bring about, we always open the line so that you can engage us in the studio, so that you can communicate with us. You can air your view, you can air your opinion. And we believe that, you know, for us to move forward or for institution to be built, individuals do not necessarily need to agree on one thing. That's why having yes men on your side could be look easier to do things, but you lack innovation. People in a democratic process, people at an advanced level of civilization, they agree to disagree in order to solve the problems that we are facing. They agree to disagree in order to solve the social problems that they are facing. And it's always very important also to get the context right. To say, this conversation that we are bringing, especially at Business and Economic segment, is not an attack on certain individuals, not an attack on governance. It's a critical assessment which aim to come up with the new ways of doing things. And it's a critical assessment which also not only looking at the institutions of government, but also looking at how people should navigate these changing times, and also how citizens, as an ordinary Namibian citizen, can work, how students, how professionals can work and advance our country. Now, before we go to the conversation of the day, it's always very important to make sure that you connect with us. Connect with us, Eagle FM Namibia. You like our page, you know, our social media platform. You like our page on Facebook, on X, Instagram, and also LinkedIn. And making sure that, you know, whatever news that is coming up, whatever updates, you will be the first one that will be able to get it. Like our page, share our page, so that those who follow you will also be able to follow us. Those who communicate with you will also be able to see what is happening when we update on issues of bread and butter. On top of that, also make sure that you know, you get access to our e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. It's an e-paper that you can subscribe to. It's an e-paper that you can like the page of that e-paper. You download it every time it's coming out, and making sure that you have access to relevant, reliable, statistical information, and also developmental information that will let you to make those long-term economic, strategic, and imperative decisions that will positively impact the business and enterprise that you are running. Now, on top of that, there are always those who are asking a lot of good questions, relevant questions, to say, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? We are not connected to you. And the frequency, at some point, we are losing it. We came up with a better advanced way of connecting, an advanced way of distributing information. You can listen to our radio through downloading of an app. We have a unique best app that can be used. You can go to your Play Store, download Eagle FM Namibia. When you download this app, you will be able to access programs which are on air. Then, interestingly, you can also be able to access previous programs by looking at the podcast that is archived, previous programs and shows which are numbered, have dates and hosts. So with the pace of your time, when you were busy, the time your favorite program was on air, you don't need to scratch your head, because Eagle FM app save them for you, so that you will have access to those information. You expand your research, and you can move forward in terms of that. Now, while we are here, it's also very important to making sure that in terms of digitalization, the world has moved fast. We are in the 21st century. Everything is digitalized. People are using artificial intelligence to advance their country. People are accessing information fast, accurate, and at unimaginable speed compared to how things have been for the past 20 years. Now, in the case of you are a Christian, or you go to church, you attend events such as weddings, graduations, farewell parties, and also unfortunate but life events such as funerals, memorial services of our loved one and relatives, and you do not have a hymn book, you do not have a hard copy hymn book, and you feel embarrassed sometimes when you are asking people from that hymn book to assist you. You don't need to worry about that, because we got your head, we got you with Imba App. We have Imba App. Imba App is the best simplification way of using a hymn book in a digital form. Just go to Play Store, download Imba App. When you download Imba App, you'll be able to access those hymn songs in various Namibian languages, such as Oshiwambo, Ehangano, we have Oshierero Maimburiro, we have Afrikaans, we have Silozi, we have many other local Namibian languages. So you don't need to worry about buying a hard copy hymn book, or you don't need to worry about a hymn book hard copy being lost, because Imba App, we got you, and you'll be able to access those relevant songs. And even a pastor, I'll give an example of a pastor. Find a pastor who is occupied with a lot of things, at the same time forgetting the hymn book, either at home or at the service that he was giving. Instead of wasting time and energy to go and look for it, just use your smartphone, download Imba App, then your life become easier. So stay tuned. We are going to open the conversation. We are going to see what we have on the table. So it's always very important to stay tuned. We are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with business and economic segment. And the conversation for today, we are going to look at our country, where we are standing in terms of economic development. However, today we are going to look at the recent reclassification of Namibia in terms of its economic structure, economic standing, the movement of finance, and also in terms of generation of income through trade, and also how the country is performing in comparison to its population. And it's also very interesting also to understand that when we are bringing this conversation, as we have already indicated, is for us to prioritize our national development, and it's also for us to prioritize what is necessary in order for us to have a very good country. Looking at international rankings, as I'm always talking about, today I'm not going to talk about negative international rankings, but that is, in most cases, is what we have. You know, the recent World Bank income classification update indicated that Namibia is the only country which is downgraded from an upper middle income country to a lower middle income country. Yeah, in simple term is that looking at the performance of Namibian economy, looking at the amount of capital that the country is making in comparison to the population of this country, it means that Namibia has gone down. Now, maybe one who also be able to look at this to say, when you talk about upper middle income countries, what do we mean? When you talk about upper middle income countries, we talk about advanced countries such as in Africa, there were a few, like Botswana, South Africa, Egypt, and few other countries where what is used to classify this country is gross national income. And based on that, the World Bank indicated that when it's coming to gross national income per capita, it has dropped by 12.9%. And this is also caused by, you know, expansion of Namibia population, because when we are counting the country's resources, when you are counting the country's resources in comparison or distributing it to people within that country, population also has a role to play. And one of the classification is that if we have to divide the amount of finance which is made in this country with its population, how much each person is going to get. And when the population have increased and the economy did not increase, then it means that you are going down. Now, I want us to come on the table and simplify the complexity of economic jargons that also exclude a lot of people from this discussion. The complexity of economic jargon. One thing that you need to know is that when Namibia was classified as an upper middle income, that was when we had a lot of complaints, particularly pronunciation from the late Genkop, who said, no, this classification was wrong. Namibia is only doing well in terms of economy, in terms of numbers, but in terms of other sectors, we are still suffering. That's why one of the arguments that our late president Genkop put on the table was that this classification of putting the country at the level of upper middle income country will limit Namibia to get access to donor fundings, access to aid, access to assistance from international fora. Now, this was a reasonable and understandable argument. However, it was also saying something which is very important to say. Namibia was doing very well economic-wise compared to many other countries. Namibia was doing very well economic-wise compared to many other countries. And the only problem that could have been solved is to solve the problem of economic inequality. You are making a lot of money, in simple terms, you are making a lot of money, but if you are comparing the amount of money that you are getting with distribution, you are comparing the amount of money that you are getting or your economic growth with the population that you have, you'll be able to realize that the wealth of the state is not distributed equally. That was the only problem that was supposed to be solved. Now, yes, we cry to say Namibia being upper middle income is not a good thing, although the country was doing very well in terms of the economy. Now, we got here, not necessarily because we complained. We got here because the economy that was doing well, the economy has gone down. Now, this now was caused by reliability in raw materials, because the price of diamonds in the international market have changed. The price of precious stones in the international markets have changed because there is a new ways of, dealing professionally, particularly in the diamond sector, where many buyers prefer these lab-made diamonds compared to natural diamonds, which become very competitive to countries which are producing natural diamonds like ours. And we also have seen when President Boko was complaining to say, when the price of diamond is going down, a country like Botswana, which is the main producer of diamond in Africa, should also halt its exportation of diamonds and prioritizing addition of values in this country. Addition of value in Botswana. Now, one will also be able to understand that in terms of main sectors, it is indicated that in 2023, the sector of diamond, before it was weakened, it grew with 19.3%. However, it contracted by 1.2% in 2024 due to this, lower demand in global diamonds. Now, you'll be able to realize to say people are no more interested in buying diamonds. That's why they have to lower the price. The demand is not more high. People have a lot of choices. Buyers have a lot of choices. However, what mistakes did Namibia do to come to this category? And does it have an advantage also to be at the category of lower middle income country? Now, taking you back, after Namibia got its independence, all the presidents spoke about addition of values to products. All the presidents talk about addition of values to product. But what we have seen is that the state have continued to sell raw materials. Look at uranium. You look at diamond. You look at gold. You look at zinc. You look at many other resources that we have in Namibia. They are sold at raw form. What does it mean? It means that you are exporting works. Economists, researchers, analysts have continued to debate about these issues. They have continued to predict that if we continue relying on selling of raw materials, our economy will be impacted once the price change in the international market. It has been very clear. Now let's go back. What are the plans of the state? Or what have been the plans of the state when it's coming to advancement of its economy or diversification of the economy? I've seen a lot of literature, a lot of articles written about economic diversification. Don't rely on one thing, economists advised. We have seen the likes of Joseph Shehama and many others. They speak about diversify the economy, expand the agriculture sector, expand the green scheme that was set by the founding father. Expand that sector. Produce your own food. Don't rely much on energy from the outside. Use your own resources. Those things have been spoken about for a very long time. Now, look at where we are standing now. As we are standing now, we are at this juncture. I do not want to say we are at a critical moment. It's not a critical moment. It's just a moment that needs our reflection. It's not a critical moment. It's just a moment that needs our reflection. Because look, we'll continue to discuss about these things until we get things right. We'll continue discussing about these things until we get things right. And in my morning show, I indicated that Bank of Namibia will respond soon regarding where we are standing. And the other time we have asked the question to say, what is our economic game plan? What is Namibia economic game plan? Why is the government is always on the defensive mode? Because if we were playing a Champions League, if we were playing, give an example of AFCON. If we are a team in personifying the state, we are playing defending. We are defending in the first game. We are defending in the first game because we are on the defense mode. We are not willing to attack. We are not willing to attack. We are not willing to attack because why? The enemy, which is economic inequality, the enemy, which is poverty, the enemy, which is international influence, the enemy, which is lack of innovative ideas, is attacking. Then we are on the defensive mode. The other time we spoke about, the sustainability of subsidization. What is the sustainability of subsidization? Is it long-term solution to the problem that we are facing? Is it long-term solution to the problem that we are saving? Or we just need to make sure that we go to the root cause of the problem, then we solve it. Now, let's go back again to our callers that we are always doing. As we are speaking now, we are the second highest unequal country in the world in terms of economic distribution. We are the highest in SADC region in terms of unemployment. We are leading. We are the highest in terms of expensiveness of electricity in the SADC region. In terms of financial stability and also the strength of the financial system, we are graylisted by Financial Action Task Force because we were not able to deal with financial crimes. We're not able to strengthen our financial system. We're not able to deal with, concluding cases related to money laundering. We are prone to financial proliferation, and we are also prone to terrorism financing because of the weakness of our financial system. Not only that, we are also placed under higher risk jurisdiction by European Union Commission. On top of that, we are downgraded. We are downgraded from upper middle income country to lower middle income country. Now, those are negative statistics. I don't want to put about the statistics of happiness. Those are negative statistics that we are receiving. But it doesn't mean that we did not do anything. It doesn't mean that as a country we did not do anything. It just means that we need to sit and have an economic game plan. Because if we continue to keep on defending ourselves, if we continue to keep on defending ourselves or prioritizing the unprioritized or looking at quick fix, it is not going to work out. And there's one thing which made me to ask a lot of questions. Personally, as a citizen of Namibia, I'm seeing our current administration has hit the ground running. I think it's a bit also of shaking various institutions, and one will also be able to think that it will bring a little bit of not really chaos, but a little bit of being shaken when you look at the SOEs, when you look at when you meet somebody like Honorable Sankwasa on your way to work, you start running. When you meet Tenekundi, you start running. When you meet Prime Minister, you start running because the instruction is that dust must be seen. Don't know now which dust is the dust of me running away, or is the dust of me being beaten, or is a dust of hard work? Because the instruction is very clear to say dust must be seen. It's not business, and it's not business as usual. Yes, it is not business as usual. But one thing that we need to admit is that the problems that we are facing currently, they are not quick fix. They don't need quick fix solution. They need, I'm quoting one legal researcher who indicated that the problems that we are facing today, they need 21st century tools so that we can face them with 21st century tools. Because if we are pressuring people in terms of deadline while we have a chunk of problems that are facing us, we will not solve these problems. We will not solve these problems. We will not solve these problems. Because if you are pressuring people and we are also demanding what is not there, will not solve. Because what we need to do as a country, strengthen our system. That is number one. Strengthen the system. Contribute to the system. That's number one. Because the operation of our state and also the output of our state is a reflection of that. Many of the people who are behind projects, planning, consulting, they are not Namibian. Even if they are not even if some are Namibia, they don't have understanding of what's happening on the ground. That's why problems of Namibians have been known since 1990. But until now, we are still at the talking stage. We are still at some point planning, but we are not moving at a needed pace. Because if you have to be honest, let's give you an example of solving the problem of food insecurity. Solving the problem of food insecurity is something which has been spoken about for a very long time, since 1990, when the late founding father came up with this project of green schemes. When he came up with this project of green schemes, it was his vision. It was his vision to make sure that by 2030, Namibia would be food sustainable. Why? And how? It meant when you have a vision, somebody It's like an institutional vision where somebody who can come back, who can come and replace you, continue soldiering on with that vision. That's number one. Number two, energy crisis or increment in terms of price of electricity. The problems that we have, they don't need a quick fix. Do your own calculation. Look at what a solar panel can contribute to the grid. Look at what they can contribute to the grid. Do your own calculation and look at the possibility of us to have a reduction in terms of electricity price in the next 3 years. Just look at that. Look at this green energy, green hydrogen products. Look at what they will contribute to the grid. And look at the possibility of us to have lower price of electricity in the next 3 years. I don't think that is so. They are movement, they are projects, but there are bigger things than that. Because the last time we spoke about being on the defensive mode. Now, coming back to the content of being downgraded in terms of economic ranking. What is interesting is that in the whole world, it's only us who went down. It's only us who were downgraded. Other countries in Southern America, they move up. All the lower middle-income countries, they move to upper middle-income. All the countries which were lower, they move to the next step. It's only Namibia out of in the global class that has failed. If we're in a class, because even if we're in a class and we're at position number two, if we're in position number two, and there were those who were at the final position, maybe 30, even those who failed, they failed at a progressive phase. The one who was at 30 is now at 25, is moving. And that is progress. Now, I think the current administration has a very big task to on their shoulder. And one has to admit that they cannot do it alone. They can't do it alone. One has to admit that for you to help to solve the health crisis in Namibia, you don't need just Lovidau alone running around. You need everybody on board. For you to have energy sector in order, you don't need that ethet alone. You need that. You need everybody on board, and for you to be removed from that grey listing list, you don't need FIC and BON alone. And they have to admit that they cannot also not do it alone, although they are the one who were supposed to assist us. You need everybody on board. You need all the institutions alone. You need ACC there. You need everybody on board, because for us to solve these national problems, it's not an individual thing. It's not an individual thing. And there's a report which indicating, I think it's yet to be well interpreted. The boss of NID is fired. I think it's yet to be interpreted. And I reserve my comments on that. But one thing I should also indicate is that looking at the institution itself, how it came about, for example, it was in an institutional dustbin. It was not operational. The first CEO who was put there was given a probation, And in that probation, he was given a task by the board to reach a certain amount of fundings. He did not do it. He ended up being, released from the post. And a lot of things have happened. But when this guy came on board, Mr. Rukong, I think he was doing better. But I don't know the internal part of it, because if an individual had been there not for 2 years, then he produced first audited financial statement and first integrated organizational strategic plan, which on top of that has also a promise of creating 35,000 jobs by 2030. It's something which is worrying, because the captain of the ship who was supposed to sail the ship to the offshore is now taken out. And we yet to see how those things are going to be, advanced. However, Namibians, we must stop this thing of, blaming one another, particularly when it's coming to developmental issue and crisis. Because when something is not done well, we must find a better way of doing it well. Because if we are continue to be doing like this, especially in terms of our governance, things will not go right. Look at Namibia SOEs. Look at our financial system. Look at our town planning. I like speaking about Windhoek, capital city. When you have a population of 500,000 and more than 50% of these people do not have proper basic housing, then you're already in crisis. When you have a population which consists of 70% of the young people, but within your city, you do not have a clear plan or a clear allocated budget in your youth development division, and your youth policy is not known by everyone, then it means that we have a long way to go. Now the question is that, yes, we have spoke about challenges. We have spoke about Namibia being downgraded in terms of economic ranking. Now I think it's a time to speak about solutions. How can we move forward? Because whatever the situation we are finding ourselves, this is the only state that we can claim. And we need to move forward together, and we need to plan ahead. What can we do? We are asking ourselves this question, everybody, to say, what can we do? Because if national problems are not concerning you, then there's something wrong with you, because you don't know what is coming to hit you. You just complain about when your electricity price is going to be increased, when you're going to pay a lot of money to get water, we are going to pay a lot of money in terms of oil and also food that we are importing. We need to ask ourselves this question. What can we do? As a journalist and a radio presenter, what can I do to contribute to this, to the changes that we want to see in our country? As a lawyer, what can you do? As an ordinary citizen, what can you do to making sure that Namibia got it the rightful space and become competitive at an international fora, and a country where individuals, citizens, are going to be safe, secured, and have a prosperous life? What can we do to realize our goals? Is it thus must be seen strategy, a best strategy? Are the people understand the national plan? Is it integrated in the way they do things? Because the moment you understand the broader strategy, it's easy for you to come up with your own operational programs. Because that is the first thing we need to look at. Do the Namibians know where the country is being driven to? Do we understand that? Because there must always be one direction, one strategic plan with other operational plans, resources allocated, and not moving around here and there. If we have one strategic national plan, why do you have a minister who is doing the job of ACC, where the law is very clear about that? Why do you have a minister who is doing that, where you have a law which is very clear about that? If we knew exactly where we want, we don't want to be in this graylisting, downgrading. If we are declaring corruption as treason, why are we not using international approved recommendation of, using at least 1% of your GDP? Your ACC. Why are we not doing that? If you are serious about fighting corruption and saving the resources of this country, why are you giving ACC 116 million? Because we must be very clear about what we want, what needs to be done, and the way forward. Because that is the only way that, we're going to secure the future of our kids, and we're going to equally distribute the resources of this country. So let us ask ourselves these questions. Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are asking ourselves difficult questions. We are at this juncture of looking at where we are as a country, how we end up here, and what are the solutions? What are the solutions? Because it's one thing to speak about a problem, and it's another thing to understand whether is this problem solvable. And I think being at this difficult situation is the right time for us to reflect on where we come from, particularly the government, the private sector, and also the academia. When you do that self-reflection, then that is the only way that we'll be able to draw some lessons from the failures that we came up with. I know blaming colonialism is one thing, but a colonial master have gone. And we are here, we are leading this country. We are in charge of our own resources. But we are still failing to advance our country. Understanding that we have contributed to the mistakes and the failures, and we have at one point undermined the intelligentsia of this country, the intellectuals of this country who gave research-based opinion to how we can revive this economy. Understanding that at some point in time we did not get their view is the only way that we're going to solve these problems. Because if a technical expert or a professional in the ministry is fighting with a politician who is the head of that ministry, based on systemic issues or issues of governance or issues related to technical experts that this person knows for years, then you have a big problem. Because There's also one thing, apart from what have already been said before we come to this point of economic diversification, not only focusing on diamond selling, not only focusing on raw materials, let us look at what need to be done long term. Long term is what is going to save this country, not quick fix. Long term is not a quick fix. Long term plan. The discussion of uranium plan is also not ruled out. That was one of the things I have quoted from the president's speech. The discussion of a nuclear energy is not ruled out. With respect, it's a bit vague, and sounds like it's not a priority. However, the calculations are indicating even if we are connecting solar panels to the grid, they contribute less. And this problem of high price of energy is not going to be solved in the next 5 years. Believe me, it's not going to be solved in the next 5 years. So let us rethink, and also let us look at how we can find better alternatives. Apart from diversification of the economy, apart from not only talking about agriculture, is not backyard gardening. Backyard gardening is survival agriculture. Agriculture is full implementation of commercialization of, farming, herding of cattle, trade, and additional values to the products of this country. And it also means smart agriculture, particularly when you are at this point in time. Yeah, that's why solution to the national problems require more than just speaking. Because what is also going to assist us is unity and understand the direction. Leaders, in most cases, particularly African leaders, they confuse the role of leadership with organizational or institutional management. Because if you are a president, your focus is on the vision. That is your baby. Your focus is on the vision of the country. If you are a minister, your focus is implementing part of the vision of the country within your ministry. And going out and kicking people, yes, it shows that you are working, but that is not your area. You have people under you who can do that job. Now when you are going out and do the headworks, who is going to plan for your ministry? Because that's the difference that we need to make. Because understand your position in the national ecosystem is one thing which is very important. Because that's the only way that we're going to have a coordinated, solution. Because if Meme Netumbo has a very clear vision, her ministers are part of that mission and explain that vision to the Namibian people, it's easier for the structure and the system to absorb that spirit, to say, if you are the Ministry of Industry Energy, this is where we are focusing on. We are focusing on electrification, 70% of electrification. And by 2030, on top of that, we are also focusing on making sure that this electricity is affordable. Then you are good. If you are the Minister of Finance, handling the treasury very well, working with institutions such as Bank of Namibia, strengthening the financial system, and protecting the resources of the country. Then everyone is moving to that direction. And the risk can go. If you are in agriculture, if the whole country is saying addition of value, what value are you adding in agriculture to the product that you are selling? Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. If you are in mining, you already understand that the mining sector, particularly in diamond, is hit. And people are talking about additional value. What value are you adding to the products of this country before you sell them? It can go the same even with education. Value addition is everywhere. It's not only about the tangible product that you see, even human capital. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, at your favorite radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. And today we are interrogating the issue of Namibia being downgraded from upper middle income to lower middle income. It's the only country in the world which is being downgraded. It says a lot about the way we do business, the way we're handling our resources, and also our dependability on international market by selling raw materials. And it's also the right time to do a self-reflection, self-assessment, and also try to understand what can we do right, and how can we improve our state and the people living in it. And understanding that constructive criticism is a better way of advancement, and also understanding that critics can be your colleague, it can be your opposition or leader, it can be somebody from a civil society organization. Criticism sometimes drive progress, because that is where you'll be able to learn. Because understanding that somebody who is criticizing you is not necessarily your enemy, but maybe somebody who want to be what is best for you. Because we're in this ship together, we cannot allow this ship to be drowned or to be sinked. So we have to make sure that we protect the Namibian ship and the captain of the ship. And it's also very important to make sure that we should not also give too much pressure on the captain of the ship. We need to make sure that we follow the instruction. It has been said that dust must be seen. It should not be business as usual. And we should preach what we are saying. But yeah, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. It's always a pleasure to be here. And it's always a pleasure to listen to your comment, your contribution, and also when it's coming to you following Eagle FM, we are always very happy to interacting with you. And don't forget to download your app, Eagle FM Namibia, on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on LinkedIn, download Imba app also, and follow your true The Villager newspaper. And yeah, see you tomorrow, same time, same place.